I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1282. Be careful what you baptize. We all tell ourselves whatever story we need to tell ourselves to feel good about ourselves. It might be telling yourself why it's okay to be in this relationship, to make this major purchase, to choose to leave the church, to not forgive this person, whatever. We rationalize to justify ourselves, and often it's very subtle and very socially accepted. We need to be careful what we baptize. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. We need to be careful that we're actually loving God and not simply justifying how we want to live. Stephen Matson for Sojourners Magazine wrote, "Christianity's most common and subtle sin is rationalization. Rationalization is defined as an attempt to explain or justify one's own or another's behavior or attitude with logical, plausible reasons, even if these are not true or appropriate. Essentially, rationalizing is a way of making excuses. Ever since Adam tried to blame Eve, or Moses tried to downplay his ability to lead God's people out of Israel, or Aaron tried to deflect blame for the golden calf onto others, or Gideon's self-deprecation, or Jeremiah's excuse of being too young, people have rationalized their rebellion to God, creating logical, plausible, even valid explanations to justify their sinful actions or inactions. It's easy. We do it all the time. Because instead of being obviously and visibly wrong, it's covert. It's motivated by fear and doubt and shame and guilt. It's mixed with what we assume is intellect and reason. It's reality. It's a form of escapism. Rationalization is a type of invisible rebellion. It's hidden not just from us, but from everyone. Therefore, it's rarely noticeable and hardly ever called out. People aren't accountable for being reasonable. But being a follower of Christ often demands being unreasonable. Listen, podcast friends, it's easy to take the values of the culture and read them into the Bible, rather than taking the life of Jesus and reading them into us. Alan Fadling wrote, "We have unknowingly baptized many of our North American values to feel a little more Christian to us. We baptize greed, and we imagine it is the abundant life. We baptize contempt, and we imagine it is fighting the good fight against the enemies of the faith. The upside-down values that Jesus taught us are far from us. We don't love our enemies, we just brand them as evil." Okay, what do you think? Can you add others to Fadling's list? Here's some. We baptize patriotism and start to think that God loves us best in America. We baptize the Sunday morning entertainment show and call it worship. We baptize Christian cliques and imagine it's keeping ourselves unstained from the world. We baptize blatant hypocrisy and we call it just being real. We baptize being cruel and condemning with our words, and we call it speaking the truth. You get the idea. Here's the great question. Where have you baptized an unchristian attitude or action and tried to make it look and feel okay? Let's pray this prayer from David Close. Lord, you've given us a sense of your power and glory, and you've placed your creative joy within our lives. But we confess that we have used your gifts to build in selfish ways and for self-centered purposes. We have watched the poor and lonely crushed by despair, and we've said nothing. We have heard our neighbors cry for love and acceptance, and we've closed our ears. We've seen others excluded because they're different and turned our backs to prevent our involvement. We have heard people cry and watched them hurting, and we've seen them longing for love and acceptance, and we've closed our hearts and hoped someone else would support them. We've come with our worship, our songs, and our praise, and allowed them to make us feel better and full of self-satisfaction. Lord, forgive us, for we have come empty-handed. Forgive us, Lord, we have no excuse. Forgive us, Lord, for we come in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, and make our lives new. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1283, and in the meantime, Jesus is the standard, friends. The old hymn says, "More like the Master I would ever be. More of his meekness, more humility, more zeal to labor, more courage to be true, more consecration for work he bids me do." May that be our prayer. And let's be careful what we baptize.